Let's begin Parak Beis and Hilchos Ma'achalos Asuras. So basically the theme of this parak is going to be how the shiurim, the measurements or sizes of amount of consumption required to violate the prohibition of eating non-kosher animals. So the Rambam's going to go through these shiurim as well as of each category. As you'll see, there's going to be regular animals and birds, etc. And of course, in the second half of the parak, we're also going to be introduced to the idea of animals that seem to spontaneously generate. Once again, I'm not going to get into the many of the difficult problems that emerge from this erroneous assumption of how the animal kingdom works. All right, so the Rambam says in Halacha Aleph, Miklal Shenemar, Bechol Behemam, Afreses Parsa, Vishrosa, Shesa, Shtei Prasos, Ma'alas Gera. All right, since the Torah basically says there's two qualifications, there's split hooves and chewing its gut. So therefore, it makes sense to say that anything that doesn't have these two qualities is usur. The lav habla miklal asay asehu, and a isur that comes as a result of an asay is an asay. Okay, when it comes to camels, pigs, rabbits, and other types of rabbits, the Torah says nemar ezel lo sochlu mima'ale hagira mafreser parsa. So the Torah specifically tells you which ones not to have. Okay. Nemar as Hare Lomanata Shehain Belosase. So we see these are over an Isser. Dafi Shiesh Behan Simon Echad, even though each one of these has one of the two Simon. The Kol Shekain Shar Behema Tmeya Bechaya Tmeya, and even more so any other animal that doesn't have any non-kosher domesticated or wild animal that has no simon at all, She Asr Achilasim Belosase, Yeser Alase Haba Mikla Oso Oso Tochelo. So even more so, there's an Isser involved, more so than the asay that was derived from it saying osa tochelu. So where's he going with all this? And halacha beis levikach kol ochel mibasar behema v'chayat mea kizayis. Okay, anyone who eats from a non-kosher domesticated animal or a non-kosher wild animal, if you the shear is a kizayis loka minatar, you get malchus. Bein she'achal mina basar, bein she'achal mina chelav. It doesn't matter if you had the meat or the fats. Because the Torah doesn't differentiate between meat and fat when it comes to a non-kosher animal. Okay, lacha gimel. What about people? Ha'adam, af pi shenemar bo vayi adam lenefesh chaya. Right. So even though it does say that man was a, so to speak, wild animal with a soul, ena mikhal mine chaya balas parsa. Vigachena below sase. But a person is not considered within the category of split hoof animals. Therefore, there's no technical, he's not included in the above iser. But if someone does eat the flesh of man or his fats, bein min chai, bein min meis, whether he's alive or dead, ain't a loka. He won't get malchus. Ava asur hu ba'aseh, right? However, it is asur, okay, because of a positive. Shrein mona kasuv shivas min chaya, because the Torah lists the seven species of wild animals. V'amar bahen zos chaya sher tochlu. It says from these are the issue. Kol shu chutz mehen, anything that's not part of them, lo sochlu, you shouldn't eat. The lava b'ab mikol asay asay. And as again, as he said before, a lava that comes from an asay is an asay. Okay, halacha dalet. Now we're going to get into what's it called? Into birds. Anyone who eats a kizayis of a bird that is not kosher, loka min haTorah, also gets malchus. Shnemar ves eila tishakatsu min of lo yochelu. Very aval asay, and he's also over nasay. Shnemar kol tzipor taharas ochelu. Right, the Torah specifies these are the kosher birds you can eat. Hatmei lo soklo. Don't eat one that's treif. That's not kosher. V'chol ochol kizayis midag tamei. Now onto fish. Anyone eats a kizayis of a treif fish, of non-kosher fish, loka gets malchush, and emar v'sheketz yulachem mi b'saram lo zochelu. Over al asay, he's also violating an asay, and emar kol shalot snapir v'katzketzes toklu. The Torah specifies fins and scales, miklal shemi she'en lo snapir v'katzketzes lo yochel, but implying, obviously, that anything that doesn't have fins and scales, you shouldn't eat. Halamadatas, what do you see? Shekola ochel dog tamei, right? Anyone who eats a non-kosher fish, o behema v'chayetzmeya, or a domesticated a wild animal that's not kosher, or a bird that's not kosher, bottle mitzvah sase, so you're mevatel a positive commandment, The avar lo saseh, and you're violating a prohibition. Okay, halacha hey. Now, chagav tameh, what about grasshoppers that are not kosher? Harehu b'chal, sheretz of. These are under the category of these flying, teeming, little translation animals. The elcha kazayis misheretz of loka. And anyone who eats a kazayis of these types gets makas. Shenemar, kol sheretz of tamehu lachem lo yuchelu. Now, the finally, Rambam is going to tell you some examples. Ve'ezu sheretz of. What is this category of sheretz of? Kagon zavuv or yatush, v'tzara dvorak yotzim hen. So, for example, mosquitoes or bees. Those are examples of sheretz of. Alachavav, similarly, ha'ocha kazayis misheretz aretz loka. Anyone who eats a kazayis of the sheretz of the land also gets makos. Shenemar, v'chol ha'sheretz ha'sheretz aretz sheketsu lo yachel. Now, of course, again, what are these? Ve'ezahu sheretz aretz. What are these? Gon nachashim v'akravim. So, for instance, snakes and scorpions, v'chofshes v'nadlach yotzman. Or beetles, bugs, all sorts of little bugs are also, that crawl on the ground, are also us. Okay, lacha zayin. Now, the Torah does list 10 shratzim, excuse me, 8 shratzim. Ushmona shratzim amurim b'torah shehen. What are the 8 shratzim that are, what do you call it, that are listed in the Torah? Hacholed va'achbar v'tzav v'anakav v'akach v'alta'av v'chom v'tishemetz v'tishemetz. So, for example, these are things like mouse and ferrets and hedgehogs and whatever. Ha'ochel mi'besarim ki'adash alokeh. So this is where things get different. When it comes to sheretz, the measurement is not a kezias, but it's a lentil. A dush is a lentil. Okay, shir achilasan, the amount. Now, again, without going further, it kind of makes sense. As you'll see, a lot of the things that you're chayiv in the sheretz aren't even the size of a kezias. Anyway, the shir of eating them, of an adasha, kishir tumasam, is the same shir that's required, that would have to be available for you to become tamei from them. The kulam is starfin zem zem bekadasha. And not only that, they can all be combined together, right, to become a adasha size shir. This all applies when I eat from them after they die. Let's say I cut off a limb from one of these shratzim, the achlo, and I ate it. Right? I won't get malchus ad shiyavo kazayis basar. Then, right, when I break off the limb, I would need an olive-sized amount of flesh to be chayv. The kulo mistarf is a kazayis, and all the pieces can be mistarf together, can combine together to become that kazayis. Aval iver shalom min hasheretz, right? But a whole, let's say I eat the whole limb from a sheretz, achar shemes, after it dies, eino loke ad shiyavo kadasha. I still need, in other words, if that iver shalom, that entire limb is less than the size of an adasha, of a lentil, I would not get malchus. Halacha test. Okay, dam. All right, dam shmona shratzim ubisara mitzaref lekadasha. Right, so the blood that comes from these 8 types of shratzim, along with their flesh, can combine together to form the shear of an adasha. Vehu shia dam mechubar lebasar. As long as the blood, so to speak, is attached or still in the flesh. Vechein dam anacha. So to the blood of a snake mitzaref lebasar lekazayis is mitzaref to its flesh based on the shear kazayis. The loka lobbing at makas for it, lefish aim bisara chalak midama. Because we know, because its flesh is not separate from its blood. The alpha pish ain't a metame, even though there's no tumma that applies to it. The same halachas would apply to any one of the other shratzim that you aren't metame from. And again, we'll get to those issues of tumma much, much later. Halacha yud. Now, dam shratzim sheparash vikansu v'achlo, loka lob bekazayas. Let's say a person collects together the blood from these shratzim, gathers it together and eats it, okay, when it's separated from the shratzim, he would have to consume a kazayas of blood to get makas. Right? And this is as long as he got hasra about eating a sheretz. But let's say the warning he got was that it's prohibited to consume blood, then he's pater. Because you're only chayiv on the blood of an animal, we're only chayav for the blood domesticated animal, wild animals, and birds. Lach yadat, and the Rama reminds us, kol hashirun umachlakosam, okay, halachah moshe misinai. So the shirim of kezias and adasha are axiomatic. That's what halachah moshe misinai means. They were given at Sinai. There's no reason for them, so to speak. Okay, lach yad beis. Now, ha'ochel kezias, now comes the animals, as you'll soon see in a second, in Halacha Yud Gimel, we're going to get to these animals that spontaneously generate. So first, the Rambam introduces, Ha'ochel kezayis misheretz hamayim, when we get to these sherets of the water, okay, if I have a kazayas, and then look at the shemar al tashaksus nafshasechem called sherets sherets losing the mumahem. So it's what it called. If I go ahead and consume any one of the kazayas and any one of these shekets, assuming sherets of the water, I get malchus. Hare klab alav zeh sherets haaretz v'sherets o v'sherets amayim. So what's included is the land sherets, the what are called the flying sherets, and the sherets of the water. Now, ezehu sherets amayim, because we've seen the other two. What is the sherets amayim? Elo habrios haketanos. Okay, these are these small little creatures, kamo toloim, valuka shemayim. So you have like worms and leeches that we find in water. Vabrios hagadolos, as well as larger creatures, b'yeser shein chayos yam, that are the animals of the sea. Kol shodavar. So what's the upshot? Kol sheinu b'tzuras adagim. Right, anything that doesn't have the characteristics of a fish, lo dog tame, is not a dog tame. Velo dog tar, it's not a dog tar either. Right, kagon kelev amayim, like for instance, what do you call it? A seal, the hadalfon, dolphin, but tzvardea, like frogs, and chiyotzu behen. Okay, now olach yogimol. Now elo aminin shenivraim beashbos uvegufe hanavelos. Okay, but these are the species that come into existence in like dumpsters. Or in the bodies of dead animals. Could go in rima v'solas. So you have like these maggots and worms. They don't come about through normal procreation between male and female. Rather, they come from out from the fecal matter or filth that's just rotting away. When the Torah says romes, literally crawling on the ground, it's referring to these species. Okay, va'ochem hen kazayis loka. Anyone who eats a kazayis of one of these animals, right, gets malchus. Shnemar v'los tamuz nafshasechem b'chol aseretz har meis aretz v'af pishayim periyon avirin. Even though they don't go through normal reproduction, again based on what they understood, nonetheless you still get malchus. Aval sheretz hasheretz al aretz, right? But when it comes to the sheretz that's on the land, who shepara v'rava mizachar nekeva? All those go about through procreate through normal, so to speak, means. Alach yadalat. You also have elo aminin hanivram beperos umachalos, right? So you also have certain types of these bugs that come into being from fruits and other foods. In pirshu v'yatsu la'aretz, okay, if they go from the source, meaning the fruit, back into the ground, af mishachazu soch ochel, even if they go then back from the ground into the fruit, mishachal mahen kazayis loke. If I have a kazayis from that kind of min, I get malko. Shenemar l'chol asheretz hasheretz aretz. Less or elu shepartial arets, that osers, that prohibits those that return, that came from the ground in any way. What's interesting, though, is that aval im lo pirshu, but if they didn't, okay, let's say they were found in the fruit and they stayed in the fruit, mutter lechol hapri v'atola shebesocho. I know this may come a shock to today, where the stringencies that apply to washing fruits are, in many ways, somewhat excessive. The Rambam says openly that if I had a fruit and there was a worm inside that fruit, right? As he says openly, if it stayed in there the whole time, mutter lechol apri v'tolah shebesocho. I can eat the fruit and the worm, a separate question we'd want to, together. Now, of course, there's a qualification, lecha tesvav, b'med dvarim amurim, b'shei tliya ochel acha shenakar min aretz. This only applies when the worms got into the fruit after you picked it from the ground. Ava imi tliya v'hum b'chobar. Right, but let's say it had got worms in it while it was still attached to the ground. Osoha tolas asura, then the worm is asur. Kilu pir shalaretz, right? Shalaretz nivras v'lokin aleh. Because what we're going to say is that it came from the ground. And that's where it generated from. Okay. Okay. Vim suffik asura, right? And if it's a suffik, it's asur. The vikach, therefore, kol mini peiro shadarchan lahatliya kashem v'chubarem. So that's why, okay, any fruits that we normally, that would become filled with worms, okay, when they're attached to the ground, lo yochal ach yivdok apri mitocho, shem yesh bo tolas, you have to check on the inside to see if there's a worm. Vim shah apri acha shenekar shnei masar chodesh, this is the one kula, if the fruit stays out after it's plucked for 12 months, then ochal lo bodika, you can eat without checking it, she'in tolas shabo miskem shnei masar chodesh. There's no way a worm can live in there for more than 12 months. Halacha tezayin. Now, parshu la'avir, lo nagularetz. Let's say the worm leaves to the air, okay, but never touches the ground. O shapir shemiksasam la'aretz. So let's say a portion of it got to the earth. O shapir shu achar shemesu, right? Or let's say got to the ground after it died. Ocean nimseis talas al hagarinea mibifnim. Or let's say the worm was found on the seed that's in the inside of the fruit. Osha yatsu mitocha okal atocha okal acher. Let's say the worm jumped from one apple to another. Kol eilu asur misafek. These are all asur out of safek. And ve'ein lokin alav. You would not get makas if you consumed it. Okay, halacha yitzayin. Tolas and nimsas bin moi hadagim uvimoach shavrosha behema. There's certain types of worms that you'd find either in the stomachs of fish or in the brains of certain animals, domesticated animals. Vanipsas with basar, all right, and those also found in meat itself are awesome. Aval dug meliach sheet liah, okay, but let's say a salted fish gets filled with worms. Harea tolash shebo mutaris, the worm that was found inside that dog is actually mutter. Shehain kfiros sheet liu, excuse me, shehain kaperos sheet liu achash and erkum in arets, shemut lachon kulak achas betolash besochan. We treat the salted fish like fruits that got worms after they were picked from the ground, where it's mutter to go ahead and eat the fruit with the worm inside. So too, let's say I pour water into a cup, and there's and also a little bug start coming into that cup of water. I can drink the water with those bugs inside. So the Torah qualifies it by including basically seas and rivers. Kolomar b'mayim uviyama v'nachalim, right? Hu sh'ata ochal es she'esh lo, v'ein ata ochal es she'ein lo. Ava v'kelim bein she'esh lo, bein she'ein lo mutter. But in a cup, right? There's the isser in the Torah, or the simanim were required for those things that exist, so to speak, in a natural environment. If I pour water in a cup and bugs develop in there, that's not included in the requirement for simanim of a stop here, v'kaskeses. Therefore, you're mutter to drink those bugs. Allah yirches. Yeah, Ron, go ahead.
So what's the deal like in some of these cities where there are bugs in the water supply? Why would they be considered usher?
I don't know. Not to mention also, we've hit a point of when we say, well, it depends. In the water supply, I assume they're coming from a reservoir, right? And the question then becomes, is the reservoir really considered like a kli? You'll see in the next halacha if a reservoir is like the next halacha, like a bore, then you'd be right. If we treat a reservoir like a natural, like river or sea, then it could be a problem. However, in general, my understanding is we're talking about things that you can't see with the naked eye. And none of the things that Rama's talking about here are issues of things you can't see with the naked eye. Because if you can't see with the naked eye, that's not a sheretz, all right? I mean, because if that were true, then I could never lick my hand. Because on my hand, there's billions of little tiny bugs, whatever you want to call a bug. You know what I mean? But you'll see, look what he says in Lachi Dekatz. He says, Sharet Samayim, Anivre Beboros Uvishichin of Maros, right? Let's say you have water that's found, let's say you have these sheretzes that form that grow in water that's found like a cistern or in a well, okay? Ho Ve'inan Mayim Novin, right? Since they are not considered to be flowing water, Varein Atsurim, it's stopped water, Harein Kemayim Shebekelim, it's just like water in a cup, Umutter, therefore it's mutter. Veshoche Veshose, not only that, I can lean down and drink right from the cistern, knowing full well there are bugs in there. Even though I'm definitely drinking from these tiny animals when I drink the water from the cistern. 100% mutter. Okay. Halachia test. But again, all right, it has to be that they never depart from that water source. Once the bug leaves, okay, and then comes back to the kli, then it's asa. Now, parish ledofne achavis, let's say they went out, so to speak, to the walls of, let's say, the barrel that they're in, the chazar, the nafal sochamayim, and then they fall down back into the water, olusoka shechar, mutter, or into the beer, it'd be mutter still. Vecheni parish ledofne abor, o ma'ara, let's say the bug leaves to the wall of the well or the cistern and then falls back into the water again, it would still be mutter. Let's say you're straining, you're filtering your wine or your vinegar or your beer, and then what comes out of that are, let's say, bugs. The achel esa yachvushim o esa yitushim atolos shesanan. Let's say after that I eat the worms that came out of my filtering, then loke mishum sharetz amayim or mishum sharetz o fasharetz amayim. Right, so that you would get makas. Afilu chazu lekli achar shesanan. Even if they fall back into the jug of wine, let's say after I filter the bugs out, But if I didn't go ahead and if I didn't filter it, okay, and and they didn't depart out. I mean, they never left the wine, let's say. Then I can go ahead and drink away without any concern, even though I know I'm drinking little bugs. Okay. Zesher Moner Perek Ze'ochel Kazayas. Okay. Now the Rambam is going to qualify, or to some extent, the Shir Kazayas. When we talk about eating Kazayas, Kisha Ochel Kazayas Miberia Gedola. So we're talking about either eating a Kazayas from a large animal, Oshet Saraf Ma'at Miberia Zu, Ma'at Miberia Zu, Shevemina Achiochel Kazayas. Or I can take, let's say, a chunk from this creature and a chunk from that creature, combine them together, and as long as for the same species, that's a kazayas also. Aval ocha beria tmeya b'fnei atzma kula. But if I have an entire non-kosher animal on its own, right, regardless of the size of it, harei ze lo kaminat ara, then I get malkos. Afilu haisa b'chusa min hachardal, even if it's smaller than, let's say, a mustard seed. Bein sh'achla mesa, bein sh'achla chaya. Doesn't matter if I ate it alive or dead. Afilu sarcha ha beria, even if the animal, what it called, rots and it changes its shape and its appearance, if I had the whole beria, the whole creature, I get malchus. Now, let's say I have an ant and it's missing one of its legs, right? If I ate the whole ant, since it was missing a leg, I only get malchus if it's a kazayas. But that's why if I went ahead and decided to eat an entire fly, ben chai ben meis, doesn't matter if it's alive or dead, loke mishum sheretz ov, I would get malchus because of the iser sheretz ov. Okay, halacha of gimel, harei shahaisa haberia misheretz ov, misheretz amayim, misheretz aretz, okay? Let's say the animal I'm talking about, this creature, is included in the category of sheretz ov and sheretz mayim and sheretz aretz. Kagon, shahayula kanafayim, behim aleches aretz, kishar shratzim, okay, so let's say it's an animal that has wings, walks on the ground, and I find a lot of them in the water. Okay, I eat it. The achla lokesh shalosh malchus. I would get three separate sets of malchus. And let's say this animal that was a sheretz ov, sheretz mayim, and sheretz aretz, and was one of these animals that spontaneously generates, meaning it comes in these fruits. Lokel of arba malchus. I would get four malchus. And let's say they're from the minim that involve normal procreation. Look at Chamesh, I would get five. And let's say it was also not just a Sharetz Ov, but also an Ov Tame, local of Shalosh Malkios. Okay, I'll get six. Why? Ron doesn't want to get us too lost here. Mishum Ov Tame, Mishum Sharetz Ov, Mishum Sharetz Aretz, Mishum Sharetz Amayim, Mishum Romes Al Aretz, Mishum Tola Saperos. Bein shachla kula, bein shachla min hakazayas. Doesn't matter if I eat the whole thing or just a kazayas. Therefore, lafika, ha'ochel nemela parachas, higdila b'mayim. If I go ahead and I eat, okay, an ant that flies and then also grows in water, okay, loka chamesh malchus. I would get five separate sets of malchus. And finally, loka chavdalim, resek nemalim. Let's say I crushed my ants up into a nice mix. Behavi achas paste, behavi achas shlema, and then I add a complete ant to this mix, vitzarfa, la'elu, shenisrasko, right? Benasa, kol kazayas, and then I make a kazayas out of that whole paste with the complete ant inside. V'achlu, and I ate it, lokesh sheish makos. I get six makos. Chamesh mishuman mela achas, so one is because of the ant, right? Assuming five are because of the ant alone. V'achas mishum kazayas, v'nevelas akveyim. And one is because I consume the kazayas of the Velas Tmei. Okay, that ends Parak Beis, and we should pick up Parak Gimel tomorrow.